It's a very important lesson. Go ahead, Gilad.
Excerpt number one, Baal HaSulam in letter number 57 says, small or great, there's nothing small or great that is obtained only by the power of prayer. All the labor and work to which we are obliged are only to discover our lack of strength and our lowliness, that we are unfit for anything by our own strength. For then, we can pour out a wholehearted prayer before Him. Again, okay, the second excerpt, Rabash. He must perform every act of Torah and mitzvot in order to bring himself into the aim to bestow. Afterwards, when he has a complete understanding of how much he needs to engage in order to bestow, and he feels pain and suffering at not having this force, then it is considered that he already has something for which to pray for the work in the heart, since the heart feels what it needs. For such a prayer comes the answer to the prayer, meaning that he is given the strength from above, so he will be able to aim in order to bestow. Okay? Gilad?
Excerpt number three. A sage has said, man's inclination overcomes him every day. Were it not for the help of the Creator, he would not overcome it. Rather, man must only commit to strengthening himself each time anew and not retreat from this war or cause oneself despair under any circumstances. Certainly, in this war, it is impossible to evidently see who is the winner, since the war is still long. The exile is intensifying, and each one experiences what he experiences. Yet, as long as we are holding our weapons in our hands, and our main weapon is prayer, and as long as we do not cause ourselves despair from this war, and keep gripping to our weapons, we are winning for sure. Since as long as one strengthens oneself in prayer and outcry to the Creator, he is winning the war, as this is essentially the victory.
We need to advance.
Yes, excerpt number four. We ask the Creator to give us the strength so we can perform all our actions for you, meaning for the sake of the Creator. Otherwise, meaning if you do not help us, all our actions will only be for our own benefit. That is, if not, meaning, if you do not help us, all our actions will be only for ourselves, for our own benefit. For we are powerless to overcome our will to receive. Therefore, help us be able to work for you. Hence, you might help us. This is called do for your sake, meaning do this, give us the power of the desire to bestow. Otherwise, we are doomed. We will remain in the will to receive for our own sake.
Can.
Read again, please.
Again, excerpt number 5. One should believe that the obstructions of the will to receive in the work come to him from above. One is given the force to discover the will to receive from above because there is room for work precisely when the will to receive awakens. Then, one has close contact with the Creator to help him turn the will to receive to work in order to bestow. One must believe that from this extends contentment to the Creator, from his praying to him to draw him near in the manner of dvikut, adhesion, called equivalence of form, which is discerned as the annulment of the will to receive, so it is in order to bestow. The Creator says about this, my sons defeated me. That is, I gave you the will to receive, and you ask me to give you a desire to bestow instead. We're going to read excerpt number 6. Only those who say that they want to escape from the work, but have nowhere else to go, since nothing satisfies them, those people do not walk out from the work. Although they have ups and downs, they do not give up. This is as it is written, and the children of Israel sighed from the work, and they cried, and their cry went up to God from the work. In other words, they cried out from the work because they were not advancing in the work of the Creator, so they could work in order to bestow contentment upon the Maker. At that time, they were rewarded with the exodus from Egypt. In the work, this is called emerging from the control of the will to receive and entry into the work of bestowal.
Go ahead.
Excerpt number 7 from Bala Sulam. One must know when exerting to attain the Lishma, to take upon himself to want to work entirely to bestow, completely, meaning only to bestow and not to receive anything. Only then does one begin to see that the organs do not agree to this view. From this one can come to clear awareness that he has no other choice but to pour out his heart to the Creator to help him, so the body will agree to enslave itself to the Creator unconditionally. As he sees that he cannot persuade his body to annul itself completely, it turns out that precisely when one sees that there is no hope that his body will agree to work for the Creator by itself, one's prayer can be from the bottom of the heart, and then his prayer is accepted. We're on 8 now. Excerpt number 8. A person prays to the Creator and says, you must help me, because I am worse than everyone, since I feel that the will to receive controls my heart. And this is why nothing of Kedusha can enter my heart. I want no luxuries, only to be able to do something for the sake of the Creator. And I am utterly incapable of this. So only you can save me. By this, we should interpret what is written, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. That is, those who ask the Creator to help them so their heart will not be broken and will be whole, this can happen only if a person has been rewarded with the desire to bestow. For this reason, he asks the Creator to give him the desire to bestow, since he sees that he lacks nothing in the world but the ability to work for the sake of the Creator. It follows that he is asking only the nearness of the Creator. And there's a rule, a measure for measure. Hence, the Creator brings him closer. This is the meaning of the words, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted." Okay, we'll read 9.
אנו מריצים בקשותינו למרומים, הקאה אחר הקאה,
We rush our pleas above, knock by knock, tirelessly, endlessly, and do not weaken at all when he does not answer us. We believe he hears our prayer, but waits for a time when we have the vessels to receive the faithful bounty, and then he will receive a reply to each and every prayer at once, since the hand of the Lord will not be short, God forbid.